I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 4th. A judge has ruled that former Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan cannot be held liable for the death of Christopher McCallum after a fight at the Nickerson American Legion post in Squantum in January of 2019. The ruling further states that Quincy Police Officer Christopher Bulger may be liable. McCallum's family sued the city, Keenan, and Bulger after McCallum died the day after a fight broke out at that post after a concert. The suit alleged that Bulger did not intervene when the drunken crowd became unruly and that he left his post early, leaving the event with no security. A previous ruling had said that Keenan and Bulger could not be held liable in their official capacity because Bulger was hired privately by the American Legion post. This latest ruling also states Keenan cannot be held liable civilly. However, Bulger could be subject to a civil suit. A Marshfield man who was drunk and high behind the wheel when he crashed his car in Pembroke in 2019, killing a 13-year-old girl and seriously injuring two others, was sentenced yesterday to life in prison, the possibility of parole after 20 years. Plymouth Superior Court judge handed 36-year-old Gregory Goodsell the sentence after a jury last month found him guilty of murder in the second degree. The judge's 20-year sentence in the Baranowski Correctional Center was for the charge of murder. Goodsell was also given lesser sentences for other offenses. If Goodsell is ever released on parole, the judge prohibited him from applying to have his driver's license reinstated, ordered him to take part in 50 hours of yearly community service, and to stay away from the families of the victims as terms under 5 years of probation. In December 2019, Goodsell got drunk and high at a company Christmas party before he got behind the wheel of a company Ford F-250 truck at about 6:40 in the morning, drove at speeds of up to 95 miles per hour. Minutes later, Goodsell collided with a Subaru driven by 55-year-old Elizabeth Zisserson on Route 139 in Pembroke. Zisserson's 13-year-old daughter, Claire, and her friend, 13-year-old Kendall Zamotal, were in the back seat at the time of the crash. The collision killed Claire and caused significant injuries to Elizabeth. A father is in custody in Rhode Island and his 18-month-old child is safe after the boy was kidnapped from a child care facility in Canton. Canton Police Chief Helena Rafferty confirmed her department was searching for Nathan DeRosario and his son, who shares the same name. She later explained the child and the child's mother have a restraining order against DeRosario. Rafferty says the father took the child from Empower, a daycare center in Canton. It is not clear how the father was able to get the boy. The daycare is located near Point 32 Health Headquarters, Duncan's Headquarters, and Boston Mutual Life Insurance Company, right near the interchange of Interstates 95 and 93. Just after 4 yesterday, Rafferty confirmed the child was found and the father is in custody in Pawtucket. Rafferty said the father remained in Rhode Island last night and prosecutors will seek his rendition today. The International Longshoremen's Association, the union representing striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports, reached a tentative deal yesterday to suspend its strike until January 15th to negotiate a new contract. The strike had shut down 14 ports along the East and Gulf Coast since Tuesday, including Boston. The deal was reached with the United States Maritime Alliance, a shipping industry group representing terminal operators and ocean carriers. The two sides have reached a tentative agreement on wages and have agreed to extend the contract until January 15th to return to the bargaining table and negotiate all of the other outstanding issues. The statement added that all current job actions will cease and all work covered by the master contract will resume. The deal involved a 61.5% wage increase over the next 6 years and includes language to protect workers from automation. The union had been seeking a 77% wage hike. A Randolph man pleading guilty yesterday in federal court in Boston to his involvement in numerous fraud schemes involving sober homes in the greater Boston area, including Quincy, and the Mass Save program, and mortgage fraud. 38-year-old Nicholas Espinoza pleading guilty to wire fraud and conspiracy. He'll be sentenced in March. Espinoza was arrested and charged in March of last year, along with an alleged co-conspirator, Daniel Cleggett. According to documents, Cleggett was the founder of the sober home business, A Vision from God, with locations in Boston, Wakefield, Quincy, and Weymouth, under trade names including Brady's Place, Lakeshore Retreat, and Lambert House. Espinoza managed the day-to-day affairs of Cleggett's business. Espinoza and allegedly Cleggett, along with a sober home client, entered into a conspiracy to defraud a New York-based family's trust that was paying for the client's room and board at Brady's Place in Quincy. Specifically, Espinoza and allegedly Cleggett overcharged the family trust for room and board by over $12,000 a month by submitting false and fraudulent invoices to the family's trust, and then the two would issue refund checks to the clients in further issuance of the scheme. In addition to the sober homes, Cleggett operated numerous insulation contracting companies that took part in the Mass Save program, Green Save Energy, Environmental Construction, Green Giants, and Insulation Situation. Specifically, Green Save received millions of dollars for residential insulation work from a vendor company under the Mass Save program, but then never conducted the work. The state has since removed those companies from the Mass Save program. Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Bill O'Donnell, reporting Norfolk County recordings for the month of September indicate an increase in overall real estate activity, with increases in the total number of deeds and mortgages recorded as compared to September of last year. The registry noted a 6% increase over September of 2023. The Healy-Driscoll administration announcing yesterday 30 school districts, including Quincy, in partnership with community-based preschool programs, are receiving $20.3 million in Commonwealth Preschool Partnership Initiative grants to support their continued efforts to expand access to high-quality, affordable preschool. Universal access to preschool is a core part of the Healy's Gateway to Pre-K agenda to make early education and child care more affordable and accessible for all families across the state. The goal is for children to have access across all cities and towns, starting with gateway cities and rural communities. The city of Quincy will receive a $250,000 grant. Well, tens of thousands of Massachusetts residents are expected to take advantage of a new policy expanding eligibility for free community college in the state. Governor Healy, part of a celebration of the Mass Educate program at Mass Bay Community College on Wednesday, she said 10,000 students have enrolled in community colleges for the fall semester, more than double the number of students who qualified for free tuition under Mass Reconnect a year before. The governor's budget dedicated $117.5 million for the free community college program, much of it funded through the millionaire's tax. Anybody without a bachelor's degree who's lived in Massachusetts for at least a year and enrolls in about two classes per semester is eligible for free community college. There is also an allowance for up to $1,200 a year for books, supplies, and other expenses, depending on a student's household income. Quincy's Food Truck and Music Festival will be held Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. along Coddington Street from Quincy High School to the Thomas Crane Library. The event will include over 30 food trucks, live bands, adult refreshments, children's entertainment, and lawn games. There is no charge for admission. Household Hazardous Waste Drop-Off Day is Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at the Quincy DPW on C Street. Residents may dispose of household hazardous waste items for free, and a driver's license with a Quincy address is required. Recovered Souls will hold their Quincy Recovery Walk Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Pageant Field. There will be a 3-mile walk, music, refreshments, and activities. You can visit recoveredsouls.org for more information. Quincy Point Congregational Church and Boston Children's Hospital are co-hosting a bowling fundraiser Sunday from noon to 4 at O'Lindy's Lanes on Quincy Avenue in Quincy. Funds will go toward two programs focused on the importance of sleep. A donation of $30 includes a light lunch, bowling, and billiards. Chances to win gift baskets will also be available. And all money raised will be split between A Bed for Every Child, Build-A-Bed, and Safe Sleep at Home crib bundles. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 184 points. The NASDAQ lost 6, and the S&P fell 9. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar was lower. The euro rose. Oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins lost to the Kings 4-1 in preseason play, and they're in Washington to play the Capitals Saturday at 5. Patriots getting ready to host Miami at Gillette Sunday at 1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, clouds and a few sunny breaks, high of 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 51. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 73. Sunday, sun and clouds and a high 67. Looks like rain on Monday and a high 65. For the boater, waves about a foot. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 1:04 p.m. Sunrise, 6:44. Sets at 6:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 4th.